There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome in. We are live, as always, in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Coming up on today's program in 90 minutes, a former caddy on the PGA Tour, John Wood. He will tell us about the conditions in Brookline this week at the U.S. Open in which golfers fit that course. And we can make a better two off of what he gives us at that time. Dennis Bernstein in NHL playoffs in 2 hours, and Matt Baskerjian on Major League Baseball at the back end of the program. We shall begin with what took place last night, Game 5, Pauly, in the NBA Finals. If I told you that, you know, before the game, Klay Thompson was going to go 5 of 11 from 3, the rest of the Warriors starters would go 0 of 19. As a team, they would be 9 of 40, and they would be outshot 31 to 15 at the free throw line. You'd probably say, I'm going to load up on the Celtics, take the points, take the money line. They're going to win game five. That's what happened, except, of course, the Celtics lost the game.
Yep.
When I throw in turnovers were 18 to 6, that's when you know you had the game changer again.
And what it led to, again, 22 points off the Celtic turnovers. One of the strangest games I can recall. Forget about finals history, just a game in general. Now Curry had made a three, 233 in a row. That comes to an end, and he had made a three, 132 straight in the postseason. But the fact that Boston starts out 0 of 12 from three, which was a record in the finals, and then they hit eight in a row and hit him with a huge run in the third quarter while Golden State misses 14 threes in a row. Mm-hmm. So they're thinking, okay, they've got this as they open up the lead in the third quarter, only to get run out in the fourth quarter. And as you said again from the amazing but true department, every game has been decided by double digits. So this is, I still think they're okay. And it'll go seven. But this is one that's going to, if they lose this series, it's the one that got away. Because you're up five with 7 minutes in control of game four. And Curry has that kind of game. And they struggle from three. And you still get beat. I mean, this is just, it's got to be infuriating to watch this team. With the inconsistently, as you said yesterday, consistently inconsistent.
Yeah, so, and here's the thing again, with the others playing well at home compared to on the road, Derek White had 16 in game four at home. He did nothing last night, and the bench did absolutely zilch.
Where's Grant Williams?
He's done zero.
It was
nothing.
Terrible. He was awful. Minus 18 in the game at 3 points.
And all the theatrics and the shenanigans about always looking for the call and the whistle, it sucks. But for the Warriors, they had probably, what, four or five guys play well last night, including Andrew Wiggins, who had, good for him. I feel happy for the guy. You know, people were trying to call him a bust right away for his first couple of years in the league. Lands with an organization like this, and he plays the game of his life last night. I want to say this about Jason Tatum, mm-hmm. who had 27 points and 10 rebounds. I don't care. Those were all empty calories. The air balls, the free throw shooting, where he missed two at a time a couple of different times. The unwarranted passing that is just, he's lost his mind on the court. And when he gets the, the flow stops once he touches the ball. I'm not a big hot take guy. In fact, I can't stand it. I will say this. Something's going to come out at the end of this series. Somebody is in his ear. So I don't know who it is. One of his friends, somebody in his camp that's not named Udoka, the head coach of the Celtics. Somebody that we don't know about is in his ear saying, you need to get the ball and you're not passing again. You need to take over. He's getting horrible advice off the court, in my opinion. And quite frankly, enough with the Kobe crap. Because you look like a homeless version of Kobe out there on the court right now trying to do what you're doing on the court. It's just bad basketball all the way around. And like I said, probably four Golden State players played well last night. Who played well for the Celtics? Robert Williams?
Yep.
Is he the one guy?
Yeah.
Everybody else stunk up the joint?
Yep. He, it might come out that he's hurt. That could be one thing.
I'm not buying it. That's fanboy Boston crap, in my opinion.
He's doing something with the shoulder all the time. Could come out.
Not buying it.
Boy, you're in a mood, man. But the other thing
it's
is...
It's because of who brought that up yesterday. That's why.
Okay. Yeah. A good point about the fanboy. Here's the problem, and this has been said by many people. How many times when you watch them play, are they just stand around to the but no one's moving them? There's like 10 seconds left on the shot clock and nothing's happened. The other thing is about the ill-advised shots. He's shooting better from three than he is in two on the series. So this, I'm going to take the most difficult shot possible. I think they should go up tempo, and they got to get into it, man. You can't sit there and lollygagging around and next, oh boy, there's 10 seconds left on the shot clock. We better get going here.
Well said.
And still, the other thing is, it's not just last night, but it's you got to stop complaining to the officials every time. And that's Tatum as well. Now, the smart thing, I disagree with Van Gundy. The technical was ridiculous. You can't, it's the NBA Finals, it's pivotal game five. Uh-huh. All he does is go, come on, what's going on here? And they tee him up. But some of these call, but it's like, They're getting too involved with the officials, and they have to do a better job. Jalen Brown was horrendous, too. That was another one.
Yep.
But it was, again, it was just a strange game. But that's these last two, you got to win these games. Curry does nothing, and that's what we said. What if Curry has that so-so game or the below-average performance? Then what? Well, they won the game, which I cannot believe. And Boston let one get away. But they did the same thing against Milwaukee, and we'll see if they do the same thing here. But I'm confident it goes seven. I think they'll win Thursday.
I can see that. Because I will ask you this. Of all the players who had a good game last night for Golden State, I don't think that's going to travel for Game 7. I think Curry can bounce back and have a really good game.
He will.
But are they going to get that performance from Wiggins? Are they going to get that game from Clay? Are they going to have Payton and Poole play that well? I say no. Yep. And I think the other players for the Celtics will play a better game. We see it. Paul, we live and breathe. It happens when these teams go home all the time in the NBA playoffs.
Is fatigue a factor? Seven game series. They don't play a lot of guys.
No, they don't.
They don't have depth. You know, that's one thing.
Especially when the guys who they do play are giving them nothing.
That's right.
I mean, Pritchard, how many open threes did he have last night?
Yep.
Clank, brick, off the iron again.
As Coach Thorpe mentioned yesterday, too, Looney, everyone needs a guy like Looney on your team. He played well again. I mean, Looney's out there, even with foul trouble, how well he played.
Yeah.
So he really helps that team out as well.
That's probably five guys then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, again, it's just a weird game. Just strange game. No one can. They can't make a three, then they don't miss, and Golden State can't make a three. They have the 19-4 run. They take the lead. They're favored in play, and then only to get in the Warrior third quarter comes to a screeching halt, only to run them out in the fourth quarter. I can't believe it. Another double-digit game stays under. That was a strange one. I don't know what to say with that.
You know who else was really big last night? And he kind of, well, I don't know if he set the tone, but he was kind of a spark in that first quarter. Because, I mean, the writing was on the wall. I mean, Draymond Green's mom was tweeting about it.
Yeah.
Now, she came back and said that she was joking, whatever, I don't care. I mean, the fact that she put it out there Everybody in the world knew. Draymond knew. Like, for him to actually play well in a game like that should not be surprising. I know that we're all stunned that he went over or finished that well with the points, rebounds, and assists, but he was getting dragged through the mud by everybody, and he deserved it. So yeah. For him to come out and play like that energized and give that kind of an effort and be that effective for one game, I'm not really overly stunned by that.
Now, what's going on with the turnovers? I mean, everyone knows these stats now about when they take care of the ball. 1-7 in the playoffs, 16-plus turnovers, 13-2 when it's under. I mean, what, just sloppy basketball again. They had 9 turnovers in the first half. And as we talked about yesterday, it's one thing to turn it over, but it's just leading to gimme layups, easy points, transition, buckets the other way. You got to cut it out. Clean it up.
I know.
But that's also the frustrating part about they're so good and they're here, and it's been a problem for not only this series but much of the playoffs. 9 turnovers in the first half. Browns 2 of 10. They had 1 point off the bench. 1 in the first half, yep. And they were down 12. Yep. I don't know why. It was an abomination in the first half. 39 points. Come on.
Yep. So, Paul, that's why the Celtics are not going to win this series. I agree with you. It could go 7. In fact, I kind of expect them to win Game 6 coming up on Thursday. I can't trust this team to put back-to-back careless-free, you know, games together. Careless basketball. It's been too prevalent in the series, and it will pop up probably again in Game 7. But you're with Jason Tatum. Again, he had 27-10 last night, and he told the media after the game that this series is not over with.
You know, I've said it before. You better be confident, right? You know, we ain't got to win 2 in one day. We just got to win 1 game on Thursday. And we've been in this situation before. So, you know, it's not over. We just got to win on Thursday, and that's all we got to worry about right now.
They're favored by 4 points.
Yep. What do you think? Again, the spread doesn't come into play.
No, well,
that's ridiculous.
I would think that if they win, they're probably going to cover the 4.
I would, yeah.
Now, the total's down to 210.5. And last night, I mean, there was sharp money on that under last night, and it, you know, eventually made sense.
Well, every which way but loose.
Oh, yeah, it did.
They bet the first quarter under.
Mm-hmm.
They bet the first quarter. It went from 54.5 in the previous game to 52 in the first quarter after the miracle over in game 4. And then and what happened with the total coming down.
In fact, let me give you this.
Yep.
Would you not be more willing to play Celtics first quarter, first half in game 6? Place is going to be on fire. They come out of the gates, hit them with just, you know, ton of bricks.
They could do that. I think they'll get it done. I think we'll go 7. Yeah. They've been great with their backs against the wall the entire playoffs. I saw your tweet, too. Maybe Milwaukee was the best team. But the Middleton, who knows what happens if Middleton doesn't get hurt?
Yeah. But this Robert Williams did miss.
That's fair.
JVT quickly came back and said he missed 4 games. I get it. But also, that's the second best player on the title team from last year. And if you recall that series,
they had nothing from the outside.
Oh, my God. They had nobody.
Boston packed it in.
Yep. Nobody gave them a damn thing in that series.
Yep.
The first hour of Follow the Money is presented exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at betrivers.com. We'll grade the player props from last night, get an early look and how the books adjusted the numbers for Game 6. Plus, a guy who has an MVP vote said this player wasn't even in the conversation before last night's game. You'll hear him say it coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
VSEN, the sports betting network.
U.S. Open Thursday. Can't wait. Morikawa goes at 4 a.m. Pacific. Bet Rivers giving you extra reasons to tune in and play. Log in each day of the U.S. Open. Receive a free profit boost to power up your tournament bet. Every round, a new boost for you to use before the round starts or while the players are on the course. See the site for details. Make your U.S. Open bets every day. Get the extra boost while doing it. At BetRivers, go to the app or visit BetRivers.com.
What'd you notice for player props last night? Wiggins was 17.5. He scored 26. I'm looking at 18.5 now for his player prop coming up on Thursday night.
Well, in some places, a vicious push on Tatum points over. How many missed free throws did he? That's another one. He can't finish at the rim, and he couldn't make a damn free throw either. So that was a tough push if he got 27 out there. Tatum, rebound prop. Green over points prop, Williams over points prop, all in the first half, all easy peasy with that. Couple of double-doubles, Tatum and Wiggins. Wiggins was fantastic. Wiggins plus 350. And some of the other stuff was unique and bizarre with some of the props on what transpired. But the Curry stuff, I mean, forget it. I mean, he was up to 5.5. He didn't make a three after going 7, 6, 5, and 7 and was actually on pace. Still could happen, but he was going to break his own record for most threes in a finals
series. Because he was actually on pace to do that before the game started, to do it in 6 games or 7 games.
Right.
Now what does he need? 7 to tie, I believe. 8 for the all-time lead. I think that's the math on that.
You're so right. You are correct. 32 okay. In 2016.
They bumped his points prop down from 30.5 last night to 28.5 on the road based on what happened last night, adjusted a little bit. His made threes now is 4.5 over minus 125. And Tatum now already up to 28.5 for game 6. What, has he scored 30 points this series?
I don't think so.
I'll double check that right now.
You know, I can't get over the better from 3 than 2 nonsense.
No.
But that's Clay goes over. Clay hit the huge 3 late. Horford just finished under. Green was 21.5 points, rebounds, and assists. He got 22.
Yeah, and he was sitting on 21 in the fourth quarter late, and he added another one to go over.
Yes, that was wild. A lot of these guys are so sharp with these bookmakers about how they make all these props, and it comes down to how about the largest lead prop? We got the 16 twice, and then Golden State's up 15 late, and they shoot a 3.
Yeah, that's
squeaky
right.
Squeaky bum time,
that's
my
right.
God.
I'll give you, again, going back to the others, Gary Payton last night was 3.5. He scored 15.
Yeah, he was great.
And Derek White was 11.5. He scored 1.
Yeah.
Grant Williams only scored 3. He was 5.5. Again, I would look at some of the others to go over on the Celtics for Game 6. A guy like Grant Williams, he sticks out right away. Maybe a Peyton Pritchard. And I would maybe look to play. I don't know if you're going to see what the number is going to be on Gary Payton, but he probably won't do much in Game 6. And I would probably look at Poole under. Now he's had back-to-back nice games, scoring anyway.
Yeah, that was a shot in the arm. I mean, hit the buzzer beater, and yeah. I mean, just he takes some bad shots. But when he's on, it certainly gives him a big boost. But everyone chipped in, other than Curry. They did a great job. The other thing is, if this goes 7, and I think it will, in Golden State, I mean, but if Boston can win in 7, who's the MVP? Now who's the MVP? I mean, Brown stinking up the joint didn't help his case.
No, last night, yeah. The voters will give it to Jason Tatum.
You don't have any else to go to now.
Is
that a bad series?
Maybe I'm wrong on that. Maybe I'm wrong. And here's why. This is on the Hoop Collective podcast with Brian Windhorst, and he does it with a couple of NBA writers, and Tim Bontemps has a vote. And he voted for Jimmy Butler to be the Eastern Conference Finals MVP when they lost to Boston. This is Bontemps on their podcast before the game last night talking about Tatum.
He ain't Finals MVP or even in the conversation through 4 games, and he just has to be a lot better. And he is a guy that does bring it on defense every night. He does help in ways like that. But when you look at the turnovers for this team, a lot of the time, it's when Jason gets out of control, when he starts hunting for fouls, he gets up in the air, he starts throwing the ball. That's when Boston gets in trouble.
All accurate at the back end. And there you go with the voter saying he's not even in the conversation. So maybe I'm wrong on that. But then who does it go to?
Yeah, but Jaylen Brown had that game then. The 5 of 18 dumpster fire. I guess there's maybe if Horford goes back-to-back 20 and 10 or 18 and 10, and it's solid defense. But it's, the other thing is with that performance yesterday, that'll do it for Curry to win it in 7 if they lose. It's only happened once, Jerry West in 1969 when they lost to Boston, because you saw the numbers before the game. It's ridiculous. It's Jordan territory. He was averaging 34 a game and shooting 50%. But he was going to set the record, still can, for most threes in a series, and he had a chance to have most points in the finals in a series ever. Elgin Baylor has the record, 284, averaged 40 a game in a 7-game series in 1962.
Damn.
So it was still a path for him if they lost in 7 and he was Superman. But that's now gone after what happened.
I would agree with that.
But these plus-minus numbers, Horford minus 19, Brown minus 19, Tatum minus 13, Williams minus 18, White minus 13.
You know,
guys, come on.
But look at Robert Williams.
Oh, he's awesome.
He's the one guy last night who had a positive plus-minus.
Yep.
He's very, very good.
What he means, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and I know you're going to take that to your grave about Defensive Player of the Year, but certainly he was great for him last night.
Now, this is not me saying this. This is people attaching me on Twitter last night saying it would be nice if the Defensive Player of the Year could step up here when they need a big stop to maybe do something against one of their better players.
Well, he has done a nice job on Curry for much of his career, but there's nothing you can do. We've never seen a player like this in NBA history. I mean, once he crosses half court, he's in range.
Well, did you see where they were playing him last night?
Yeah.
That was the adjustment. They're like, okay, this guy's not going to beat us. Everybody else is going to have to beat us, and they did.
Mm-hmm.
But, watching the game last night and some of the highlights this morning, Curry doesn't have the ball. There's a guy in his face 40 feet away from the basket. He's not going to beat us tonight. So will they do that same exact?
That's what you thought? Because Udoka said before the game, we're fine. He's just making ridiculous shots. We're okay with that.
In that game last night, Curry did not even have the basketball.
I thought it was a lot about on him, though, too, not standing around and being stagnant. But
I mean, maybe it was a little bit, but they were on him like white on rice last night. They did not want to give him an inch to maneuver with. And I wonder if, because it worked, the final results look good in the box score today. So I wonder if when they go back to the drawing board tonight and whenever, getting ready for the game, they're going to be like, okay, we're going to do the same thing because we're going to bank on guys like Gary Payton II and Jordan Poole not beating us in game 6.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, he did say he's just hitting ridiculous shots. We're okay with that. But, the other thing is, too, it's will Wiggins do that again? Will the others do that again?
Well,
at home, probably, maybe. But on game 6, I doubt it. But then again, it's just you know, this isn't hard, folks. I mean, you can't turn the ball over like this game in, game out, and that's the numbers don't lie. I mean, again, if we have these numbers, they have these numbers. You look at your record when you have 15 or fewer turnovers, and look at your record when Tatum has 7 assists.
And make some free throws, too.
I mean, yeah.
That'd be nice. No, you're right. I mean, the turnovers last night were 18-6, and leading that many points. Just, come on, it's so sloppy.
And the other, falling back, going underneath on the threes. Dropping?
Yeah, yeah, the drop coverage.
I mean, he's going to knock that down. You got to get up there in his face.
Yeah.
They did a better job of that, too.
Who would you bet on right now to win the MVP? Because Wiggins has been awesome now, back-to-back games. And I saw a lot of this last night, because I tweeted out the odds as soon as the game was over with. And people were coming back at me like, boy, Tom Wiggins, maybe worth a play.
No.
Folks, he's not. He's been awesome.
He is.
If the Warriors win the series, he's not winning the MVP.
No chance.
No.
No. You wonder if Curry should be higher, too. But that's because the adjusted series price is $4.
Mm-hmm.
Some spots, too. No, it's... He had a bad game, but he was historic in the first four games.
You can't, again, that's, you are being a prisoner of the moment, in my opinion, right? If you're saying, I think Wiggins is a good bet to win the MVP today, because you're going based on what happened last night, he was awesome, Curry hit an off night, and you are completely forgetting what Paulie just said, the first four games for Curry.
Yep.
And you can't do that.
And the other thing is, I still think he can have a so-so game, and he'll still win it because he's never won it. And the media is well aware of that.
Bingo. Because, again, robots are not voting on this stuff. It's the media. It's human beings. They have a brain. There is a guy with a vote who wrote a story yesterday and asked a bunch of his colleagues if we regret not voting Curry the Finals MVP in 2015. That's because of how he was playing in the first four games. So if you don't think they're going to give it to Steph Curry, I think that you're going to be dead wrong if they win this thing in six or seven games. They're talking about that 7 years later. Do we regret it? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
I just follow the money here on VSIN. Email, as always, is ftm@vsin.com. FTM for follow the money at vsin.com. Up next, Paulie's going to recap all of last night's betting action with Win Some, Lose Some here on the program.
Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Paulie Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Peekaboo, how about that? Otto Porter, first field goal, 14-1. Yeah.
I botched that last night, Paulie. Yeah. So I even set my Twitter notifications, the alarms to go off when the lineups would come out, because I wanted to bet him to make the first three-pointer, and I grabbed him 14-1. I failed to even look for first basket. I concentrated.
How about that?
Only on the first three-pointer.
That was Clay, plus 485. The alt spread, Warriors minus 8.5, plus 180. The alt under, 207.5, under, plus 150. The under went from 212.5 to 210. No sweat there. Tatum, a double-double at Bet Rivers, plus 270. Getting Wiggy with it, plus 350. He had a double-double. Tatum to score the most points in the game was plus 240. Almost. Ooh, Wiggins would have been a nice ticket.
He almost got there. Nice.
Here's another one. Tatum, points, rebounds, and assists, 40.5. He had 41. Mm. Oh, man. Green, points, rebounds, and assists, 21.5. He finished with 22. These were ice cream bets. Tatum went over his rebound prop in the first half. Green went over his points prop in the first half, and Williams went over his point prop all in the first half. Phillies are 9-1 since they fired Girardi, and they win again. That game lived up to the hype.
I watched a lot of that game. Boy, Mattingly blew that, and Alcantara? Yeah. Boy, I said his name both ways in the broadcast last night. I'm going to go with Alcantara from now on.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Was it the Marlins guys, too?
Yes.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah. So
what are we doing?
I'm all confused now. I'm like, for like 4 years, I thought it was Alcantara, but now it's Alcantara.
Sandy.
He gets a double play. You know, they brought him back out with like 100-plus pitches. He's at 116. Paulie's throwing 101 miles an hour. Get him out of the game.
Yeah.
First pitch, RBI, tied at 2. Come on.
There you go. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. Wheel of Fortune hit again. This was at Station Casinos, 689,000. Remember, it hit 2 weeks ago across the street on, what was it, a dollar? The guy won $1.3 million. Said no to the penthouse, too. Yeah, I'm good, he said. But here, this hits. There, you see it, 689,000. What a run it's been.
I would say twice in a few weeks like that.
And
okay.
It's Suncoast in the suburbs.
Boy.
The aces and a kicker. They get dealt two aces. It comes ace, ace, three. That's 10 large. There you go. Make it rain. How about that? View porn? Huh? I like this. Oh, boy. That's Italy. Oh, mamma mia. Oh, gabagoo. Look at that. That is sensational. That's fake. That's like, that's can't be real, that scene.
You got to go there.
Huh?
You got to go there.
My God. We got another one from Italy, too? That's from up top. Oh, come on now. This is house porn. Now, look at that. Look at that pool. Look at that view. I've never seen anything like that.
That could be you, Paul.
Oh, my God. That's a great pool.
Imagine that coming out every night. Hey,
that's yeah.
How's right. The sunset tonight? Okay.
Right. Or with the patio, and then with how that's tied into a pool. That is unique. I like that.
The infinity pool, yeah.
That's awesome. Lose some. Marlins plus 135 down to 115. They get beat. Who's betting the Nationals? Hey, come on. You don't go against streaks, let alone take the... Who goes to the counter? I like the Nationals tonight. Try to fade the Braves. I mean, 145 down to 120. Atlanta, no problem. Well, 12 in a row. Ice cream.
Sure, with how hot they've been. Now, the bad news for the Braves last night, Ozzie Albies,
yeah,
it doesn't look good.
Yeah.
And a random swing like that for the foot. So he's going to be out. I don't know when yet. People are speculating at least a couple of months. I think it has to be at least that long.
Yeah, they'll be all right.
No, they will be.
They'll win again
super
tonight,
deep.
Too. Yep, right back with them.
Yeah.
A couple lose some. This is, I talked about it yesterday. Look at this guy. He's at the craps table. He takes his shoes off, just standing there in front of everybody. I don't know what people are doing. When did this become like, it's nice to see the photos of the Christmas decorations up in June have died down. But now this is the other problem we have.
You know, sometimes I feel like we're actually getting trolled on this show.
Guys, just doing.
People are doing it on purpose now.
Yeah. Here we go. Last night again, Top Gun. Yep, same thing. Person's at Top Gun. Good job. Send it in. We'll put you on television. Person, feet up.
Now this
nice seats,
this might
barefoot.
Be the new Christmas decorations in
it
June.
It might be. Yeah.
If Top Gun's still playing at the theater in September, hey, look at this guy's another one.
What a travesty. Good. Shame him.
Right on the leather.
Put him right on.
It doesn't matter.
Yep. Animals. Living in a society. Speaking of animals, look at that. I put it in lose some. What did the animal support? Oh, animal support dog hanging out with the lions, and there's a tiger up there, and the dog's fine. Dan, our guy Dan, says they comfort the lion, too. I mean, look at that. He's just hanging out there.
He was adamant about this during one of the breaks.
Yeah,
he said, guys, this is a support animal. It's a support dog for lions, tigers, other animals at the zoo. I promise you, came running in. It's on Wikipedia. Look at this. It exists. Okay.
Yeah. I'm still speechless of what happened last night. The Warriors are the first team in history to miss 33s or more, shoot at least 15 fewer free throws than their opponent, have a rebounding margin of 5 or worse, and still win the game. I mean, this cuckoo. And you talked about this, was it last week? We got into airport security and how people behave at airports. We missed this one, but Mo sent this in. I almost missed a flight. It was 6 a.m., one TSA person. The guy in front of me didn't understand why he couldn't bring his backpack full of whiskey bottles with him. I signed up for pre-check the same day. God bless you. God bless you. And one bad beat, tough push, Tatum over 27 points. That's what he finished with. Several missed free throws. Air balls, too.
Yep.
But he also bricked two of them late in the game. Win some, lose some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Get a 20% profit boost on the MLB every Tuesday. Learn more, betrivers.com. As Harry Carey used to say, there's trouble here, Sherry. I love the card today in Major League Baseball. Love it. And you know the Braves are on the card. Oh, you absolutely.
Run line?
Oh, yeah. Max going against cast off with the Nats.
Uh-huh.
How hot this team is. The bats.
Right.
Run line's $1.30. Yes. What did you find? What did you encounter here? What did you find?
Oh, you want to put this up real quick?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a very good Twitter handle. Super 70s sports.
Yeah, it is.
The guy's very good. And he has no filter, which is awesome. But he put up a photo and a tweet last night that said, meanwhile, back in 1988. And it was just a picture of two different gas stations side by side with the prices there of gas at the time. $0.83 and $0.88 a gallon. And so, you know, it took me down memory lane last night. I was very happy with myself, Paul. Back in 1998, I bought my first vehicle. It was a brand new truck. I was super happy with myself. I went to go fill it up the first time. I'll never forget where I was. I paid 89 cents a gallon. 89 cents. I'm like, this is great. Uh-huh. And at the time, a guy told me from the Minneapolis area that they were offering a special in that city. And maybe this was all over the country. I don't know. But he said, this is 24 years ago, so the details here. But he said, they allow you to go and bank as much gas as you would like at 89 cents right now. So you could go there and put down as much as you want, like on a credit card, held back then, probably paying for a check. And then I also believe he said that you could use that whenever you would want. So you could keep paying for 99 cents a gallon if you want to.
And not use
your bank gas. Yes, yeah. There was no expiration date.
Yeah.
So if gas got to $1.29, I'm holding on to my 89 cent gas.
I recall something like that in St. Cloud, Minnesota.
Same thing?
Same type of deal. Bank the gas.
And he was telling me to do it. That's a long time ago. We're talking quarter of a century now. But even all things considered, that was a very good advantage play back in the day. For people who did that.
Yeah.
And maybe they held on to it, or maybe they just bought so much that they still maybe had it a couple of years ago.
A long time ago. Boston couldn't win a title in any sport.
now they show up and have a chance in every one of them.
It's a parade every year now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is fantastic. Yep. My God. God.
Yeah. $93 to fill a tank the other day.
It's missing an eight now in California. Just need another eight.
This is down the street now. So what is it in California now?
It's $8.
Is it $8?
I think it's $9 in some spots. Dustin would know. But I think I saw $9 in some spots. Mm. But then again, the people who complain about gas prices also probably smoke two packs a day.
Well, no, I know. And look, I'm not one of those guys. I mean, it is what it is. Yeah. And it's been high before. But, you know, it's just a little odd when you go there and think about when you go down memory lane. It's like, oh, I remember when I paid $12 to fill up my tank. Now it's $100.
I like when he tweeted the prices in the 70s at McDonald's.
That's great.
A filet of fish was a quarter. Stuff like that. Yeah.
I think we went to McDonald's on a Friday night, like every game after a basketball game when I was in high school. $3.14. That was the combo. You get two cheeseburgers, a large fry, and a soda. It was $3.14. They probably had five or six different meals on the menu for $2.99, I would think. So now we're paying.
$6.50
on average.
Gotta be more than that. Right, yeah.
Now we're paying $22 for a beer.
Yeah. Well, that too, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. Coffee at some spots around here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I'd rather actually pay $5.50 a gallon for gas than what it would be for a gallon of coffee. You want to convert it?
Some places will charge you a $7 delivery fee for bringing you breakfast, and it's right above you.
Yeah.
How about that?
14 paces away. Up next, fire and ice. A lot of streaky players and teams in Major League Baseball will tie in their streaks with some future odds and potential bets coming up. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
Hey, hey, if you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. There's CityCast in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, Los Angeles, New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, and Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I'm going to try something here called Fire and Ice, looking at streaky players and teams in Major League Baseball and tying it in, Paulie, with some future odds. How about your Atlanta Braves? A 12-game winning streak. They have outscored their opponents 83-35. Their June ERA is 2.68. It's almost like everybody. Kyle Wright's been really good.
Yep.
A 2.25 ERA, 3-0, 19 Ks in 20 innings. Max Fried, 0.64 with the earned run average, 12 Ks in his last 14 innings. Spencer Strider, thrown into the rotation, a 2.57 ERA. Look at Acuna, coming on like gangbusters, 3.40 average, 4 home runs, 7 RBIs, at huge OPS. Austin Riley has been hot. Swanson went yard again last night. World Series odds 12-1, National League 6, division winner plus 255 in that range now. Well, we talked about this yesterday. If you could still find 3-1, you got to fire on the Braves to win that division. Mm-hmm. You want to look at anything beyond that?
I still think the Mets would beat them in the playoffs. And they still have to go through the Dodgers, too. But now the odds have changed drastically to make the playoffs. And now I'll tell you another one. You were counting your money on the win total not that long ago. They were playing bad ball. Really. And then now, because it like was 91.5. And they were 6 under .500.
Did you notice how low that got at
I did not see that. Not in Atlanta. Now it's back up to 91.5 now. With
okay.
The streak. Phillies as well. They've won 10 of 11. Schwarber's hot. 298 average. 5 home runs. 11 RBIs. You also have Harper. 375. 5 home runs. 14 RBIs. Hoskins. Wheeler. World Series odds 40-1. National League 20-1. That's not enough. Division 14-1, courtesy of DraftKings. Good division, though. Your Marlins are right there, too. Tough loss last night, but this has been great. Rarely do you see this. Same division and how hot these teams are.
No kidding,
a 12
right?
in a row and a 10 of 11.
Mm-hmm.
Great job by these teams.
Yeah, they were all going as of like Saturday night. They all had them going on at the same exact time, and then eventually the Phillies lost that game. But look at that again. It's the hitters. Harper's been awesome, even though he's been in the DH role. He hated the DH at first. Now he loves it, evidently.
Yep. And I don't care. These are auto plays every day. I don't care who's throwing.
Are you going to go?
The matchups might say, even if the Braves lose, I'll keep playing them. I mean, you got to keep playing these streaks in baseball. I mean, look at what we've had. We've had a 14-game losing streak. We've had a 12-game winning streak. You got another team, great angle. You fire the manager, right?
Yep.
Doesn't always work, but this can happen when it does. They've won 10 of 11. Angels lost 14 in a row. A's are terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've lost 12 of 13.
No, you can see now, by the way, it's been a while, but like everything is clicking here for the Braves. We just ran it down for you. And the offense has been a machine because they had a bunch of slow starters. Albies, who got hurt last night, out of the, he wasn't having a great year. Riley was slow, but now he's mashing the ball. Acuna was hurt, and he's killing it again. So it's all coming together right at the exact moment. How about Yordan Alvarez for the Astros? His numbers over the last 2 weeks, a .500 batting average, OPS of .1491. 14 RBIs, 3 home runs, 9 runs scored. Home run leader is at 10-1.
Yeah.
He's behind Judge.
Yeah.
And then American League MVP, 18-1.
I need a Perez part 2 from last year or an injury. It's this Judge thing doesn't stop Ruth and Manilesque what he's doing.
I think
Alvarez having a hell of a year.
I would say this. I think he can still like get hot enough to overtake Judge to win the home run battle, but the MVP, I'm not so sure about that.
They're in a little bit of a funk now, too. They lost again. That's, not that Texas will catch them.
No, they gave that lead away last night.
Uh-huh.
Blew one to the Rangers.
Yeah, Palms guy, Stevens guy, Musgrove, last 30 days, 0.82 ERA, 3 wins, 31 strikeouts, and 33 innings pitched. He's as low as 275 to win the Cy Young. They are, I think, 10-1 in his starts, the Padres. What a season this guy's having.
Okay, so
Musgrove, the man.
I would actually go in any order. I would go Musgrove, Alcantara, 1-2.
That's your order?
Right now, National League Cy Young. Okay. And I have nothing on Musgrove. So he absolutely has a case. But at plus +275?
Yeah.
I think you can probably find a little bit better than that if you look around. I would not be betting plus +275 on him. But think about this, Paul. And Darvish was great last night.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming the Padres make the playoffs, you have to hand the ball in game one to Musgrove, right?
To me, it's a no-brainer, but I don't know if they'll do that.
Okay.
I know.
Yeah, I think it's a no-brainer, too.
Yeah.
Little chilly here. The icy side of things with the aforementioned Oakland A's. They have lost 9 of their last 10, outscored 76-28. Look at the June ERA. They also cannot hit.
Nope.
Oh, it's ugly. A 21-41 overall record. Preseason win total got as low as 68.5.
And you have Blackburn and Montas, too. And yep. Blackburn threw the gem the last time out, and they blew both.
They blew it.
But that's, oh, boy.
And Montas is probably going to be saying bye-bye pretty soon.
Yep.
Because I can't imagine that the trade deadline is going to go by and he doesn't get dealt. But 68.5, that got all the way down to 62 with the running win total the other day. They're awful at home, by the way. They're a good team to bet against at home.
7-23 at home. Yikes.
How about the National League MVP favorites the last 2 weeks? Mookie Betts, who was blistering hot, a .189 average, 1 home run, an OPS of .482, tied in to Manny Machado last 2 weeks, .228 average, .658 OPS, 2 home runs, 10 RBIs in that stretch. That kind of opens it up for guys like Paul Goldschmidt, who had a great game again last night.
How about that comeback? 5-0 to cover the run line. Yeah. And our guy Alonso. That's the other one.
He's alive.
Yeah, absolutely. He's alive and well.
So Machado was like the guy right away. He's like, okay, this is if he keeps this up. Well, he didn't keep it up. So who else is going to be, alive then? Well, that was Mookie Betts. Now he's suddenly cold. A couple concerns for the Dodgers. A couple concerns.
Oh, yeah. Padres have caught him here. It's the Bueller injury. Can't beat the Pirates for whatever reason. Yeah.
Yep.
The other one, too, we got a couple emails and tweets on this about Acuna, 16-1. He's come back, and the Braves have been dynamite.
Yeah, been really, really good.
But that thing's wide open in the National League.
How about the preseason National League Cy Young favorites? Well, overall, I guess National and American League. Gerrit Cole on the list last 14 days, a 6.75 ERA. 1 win, 12 Ks in that time, only 9 1/3. The whip is high. He opened plus +450. He's now 12-1 available in certain spots. Would you want to put anything on Gerrit Cole to correct it?
No.
I think the American League is too top heavy at this point. Hell, he's not even better than his own teammate. But then you have Verlander, you have McClanahan, and somebody reached out to me yesterday asking about Alek Manoah. Well, look at him again last night.
How about that performance?
Home again.
Yep.
And so he's like in the 7 or 8 to 1 range, Manoah. I would take a shot on him rather than Gerrit Cole. Is there something wrong with Corbin Burns?
Well, early on in games, that's yes.
Also, he's been roughed up. I mean, the last couple of starts, last 2 weeks, 6.75 ERA, 14 strikeouts, only 8 innings with a 2.13 whip.
You know, you never know. I mean, you're ripping Tatum, and rightfully so. He's always grabbing his shoulder. Bueller got roughed up, and then he went on the IL.
That's the thing.
Maybe there's something going on with Burns, because Walker was terrible at the start. So maybe, I don't know. Maybe then, something happened to Burns.
So then, yeah, you see that with Bueller. That's exactly what I thought, Paul. You see that with Bueller. Wasn't the same. All of a sudden, oh, look, there's an injury. Herbin Burns, like the spin rate stuff is down. He's been roughed up. It's like, is there something lingering below the surface that we don't know about right now? It's going to pop up. He's going to leave the game in his next start after like 2 2/3. Oh, something popped there in the shoulder. You're right. You never know. So very uncharacteristic going back the last year and a half for Corbin Burns to be like in the current form that he's in. Not who he is at all. He doesn't miss the plate. He's a walk guy.
I'll give you some fire. Gonsolin going today. Yeah. His numbers. Jesus. Strange, right? Urias, not so hot. Bueller. And then you got Gonsolin and the Anderson kid, at least with the one loss or a win-loss record.
Well,
Gonsolin's numbers are a joke. Can't believe that.
I was actually
7-0 with an ERA under 2.
Yeah. I was actually going to say, in my head for a second, I thought, who do the Dodgers go to in a game one?
Yeah.
It's probably Urias at this point, but
It doesn't matter. Robertson will have him go 4 innings anyway.
Yeah, you're right. He will. Hey, perfect game through 5? 72 pitches? Now let's get him out of the game.
Yeah. Upper management says go to the pen.
Okay. The first hour of Follow the Money is brought to you exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Log in, get a 20% profit boost on Major League Baseball bets every single Thursday. Must be 21 plus. Offer is not valid in all areas. Check betrivers.com for full offer details and rules. So we will continue up next with today's Major League Baseball card. The ultimate example of a starting pitcher who's really good at home and not so much on the road.
The Bet Rivers Sportsbook app has a huge number of live streaming events every day. Bet Rivers Sportsbook has great offers, including a $250 match bonus on your first deposit, and all bonuses are only one-time playthrough. Amazing offers and great customer service makes Bet Rivers your hometown sportsbook. Must be 21 or sportsbook. Must be 21 or sportsbook. Must be 21 or sportsbook.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callsheet.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.